Yes, the PLP wishes to make it clear that we are not in agreement with the manner upon which the OBA government has handled the elimination of the term limit policy. It goes completely against their election promises, and it even follows on from accusations they made about the PLP in 2011 and 12, in which they said that we lied and specifically stated that they would have a term limit moratorium for 2 years and use that time for review. They have totally reneged on this promise to the electorate. We find it inappropriate that they have done this, not keeping a promise, but it appears to be in line with much of their activities over the last 6 weeks of not keeping promises. It shows a clear lack of honesty and integrity in governance of the country, and I do believe that the electorate should frankly be scratching their heads, wondering what is going to happen next. The PLP is in favor of a more holistic, comprehensive approach around immigration policy with the work permit policy as well, and would have supported a thorough review first and moves to strengthen the work permit framework and immigration framework prior to making any dramatic changes in any of the policies that were in place. We now have a period of uncertainty where questions have to be answered around what comes next for the issue of a strong immigration policy, a work permit framework, and as well as how Bermudians are going to feel ensured that they have opportunities going forward long-term in the workplace.
Do you feel comfortable with the OBA continually saying that there's a difference between work permits and term limits, and that the Bermudian public shouldn't be concerned about Bermudian jobs being affected?
There is nothing wrong with that statement, because that is a statement that as government we said as well. The PLP government never associated the term limit policy directly with work permits. The term limit policy was put in place to ensure that we did not have a recurring problem like we had prior to 2001 with a buildup of residents who had been here in an unconditional manner with constant renewals and then had an expectation of staying here longer than they were actually entitled to. And this created a certain social unsteadiness in the country that the public and the voters wanted dealt with. So the PLP did two things. We set up the permanent residency certificate regime, and also along with that, we established the term limit policy to prevent anyone from staying here longer than would create such a situation again. That is why the term limit policy was put in place. It was never to inhibit any business legitimately acquiring global talent that they could have in Bermuda to operate their businesses. It was never to restrict the allowing persons to be here if there were clearly no Bermudians who couldn't do the jobs. It was to merely deal with an issue that was separate from the work permit situation. So they were always separate. The OBA is stating, frankly, the blatantly obvious about the situation. And it's very ironic because they keep correlating themselves, the term limit policy, with jobs. Well, it appears from their practices, they are correlating the room of the term limit policy with more non-Bermudian jobs, rather than rationalizing and making it clear to Bermudians how they're going to ensure that they have job stability and job opportunity in the country. So despite the fact that they make that point, they have actually correlated the removal of the policy with jobs. And actually, as we see the minister's statement just recently, the minister says removal of the policy will create more economic opportunity and job creation. The question is for who? And I think these are the questions, and the true impact of the removal of the term limit policy by the government has yet to be fully outlined by the government, because there are many unanswered questions that they have yet to honestly and sincerely deal with.
The UBA government says, I believe Minister Fahey said that they're issuing forms to everyone with a work permit, explaining and getting people to agree to the fact that with the elimination of the term limit policy, that people aren't expecting permanent residence certificates or long-term residency as time goes on. Does that give you any comfort?
Absolutely not, because thus far, we don't trust anything that the OBA has said or done. The only action they've taken around the issue of jobs and the work situation in Bermuda is to make Bermuda much more comfortable for people on permits. They've done nothing to bring comfort to the situation of Bermudians in the workplace or all those Bermudians who don't have jobs and are looking for jobs. So until we see what they actually are saying that they are going to do, we have no trust. We feel it has no credibility. And we as an opposition will make our decisions around these issues and what they're doing until we see the proof of it.